Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is the beginning of our Microsoft podcast series. My name is Samantha Hood. I am the Microsoft OEM ambassador here at Synnex. And today we have with us Kyle Van Saun. He is the U.S. Commercial Master Trainer for Microsoft. And we're going to be talking about Windows Autopilot. Deploying new devices is complex and time-consuming. It doesn't have to be, though. Modern deployment powered by Windows Autopilot can significantly speed up and simplify the process for our customers. And today, with the help of Kyle, we're going to learn the basics of what Windows Autopilot is, how it works, and the value to both partners and customers. So, Kyle, what is Windows Autopilot?
Yeah, Windows Autopilot it's a collection of different softwares that's used to deploy different images, you know, profiles for new devices and existing devices. It is not an additional tool or service that needs to get sold on top of a device or a license. It is part of Windows 10 Pro. And every single Windows 10 Pro device built since, I believe, January of 2018 is capable of being deployed through Windows Autopilot.
So how long, on average, does it take an IT department to provision a device for new or existing users?
Through Windows Autopilot or through like the older traditional way?
The older traditional way, and we can kind of compare them.
Sure, yeah. The older traditional way is through either like a fleet of USB sticks or a business's own network. And it's usually done on a device-by-device basis. So an IT person has to manually open up that device and boot it up and then install that image. And that can take, on average, approximately 4 hours per device. Whether that's a brand new device for an existing employee or reprovisioning an older device as it changes hands, whatever that happens to be, it takes about 4 hours per device. Autopilot is all done at the end customer's point. It doesn't require an IT person to touch the device during that deployment process. So the process time is based entirely on that person's internet connection and the size of the sort of custom profile that's getting installed. You know, if there are a ton of different applications that are getting installed or not, but the process takes significantly less time, perhaps under an hour based on, you know, the size and that internet connection. But the big thing is that the IT department is entirely freed up to work on other projects. So that entire 4 hour process for that IT individual is just gone.
So with a company that maybe has 300 employees and they need to provision all of their laptops at once, that can take, you know, over 1,000 hours for an IT department. And now they have an opportunity to do something else.
Yeah, they can work much faster, much simpler. You know, that 1,000 hours is, you know, imagined with a single IT individual, but IT departments are not huge. You know, if we're talking about small to mid-sized businesses, you know, that could be just a handful of individuals who have other responsibilities on top of, you know, provisioning new devices.
Exactly. So what are the requirements to use Windows Autopilot?
So the first thing, of course, like I mentioned, is a Windows 10 Pro device. But that could also be a device made for education or Windows 10 Pro for workstations. There's a few different Windows 10 Pro configurations that support Autopilot. I believe the only ones that don't are Home and then LTSC. From a software standpoint for the organization, there are two software requirements. One is very specific. You must have Azure Active Directory Premium P1 or P2 to manage both user identities and device identities. So we can recognize, you know, that the device is owned by that purchasing organization and going to a specific user or group of users. And then you have to have some form of mobile device management software, an MDM. Microsoft, of course, is going to recommend Intune. It's an MDM that we make. It's part of Microsoft 365 or our enterprise mobility and security packaging. But any MDM should support Autopilot. So if a customer already has a mobile device management solution that they're happy with and doesn't want to switch to Intune for whatever reason, they're, you know, free to choose whatever works best for them. But Intune is developed by the same core group that created Autopilot. So you can expect that Intune is going to always support the latest and greatest Autopilot advancements. And that's it. Those are the two software requirements.
That seems so simple. With Autopilot, are there different options that a customer or a partner can have? Are there different deployment scenarios?
Yes. So the most common one is that user-driven deployment I described earlier, where a customer is going to work with a partner, with Synnex, to not only purchase those new devices, but then get them registered with the Autopilot service. So Synnex is helping to identify those individual devices and connect them with the customer's Intune tenant. The customer's IT department will create those different custom images for different employee groups. And then during the out-of-box experience, that device can go directly to the end customer. They boot it up. They sign in with their, you know, work credentials. And as that device connects to the internet and recognizes, hey, I'm owned by so-and-so corporation, I'm going to install the custom image that's already been created and put on the Windows Autopilot service. And that just gets self-provisioned while the employee waits for it to finish booting up for the first time. That's called, you know, end user deployment. And it's probably the most common example. There are a few others. There's devices that might be customer facing, like a kiosk or used by multiple employees. So that's kiosk driven deployment. There's hybrid Azure AD join. There's reprovisioning for existing devices. And then, of course, there's the one we're the most proud of, and that is white glove deployment.
And what is white glove deployment?
White glove deployment is where that extra step, that last step where the employee has to do, you know, the sign-in process and watches their device gets provisioned in front of them, that's taken care of by a trusted partner, by Synnex, for example. So the device makes a brief pit stop with that partner to do that initial unboxing and do that out-of-the-box experience. There's a process that the partner goes through to launch that white glove process, and it does the installation for that image, and then they reach a different sort of end screen that allows them to reset the device back to not factory settings, but sort of an initial state. So the employee that's going to use that device day to day, they see their sign-in page, and then all the rest of the stuff they'd have to wait for with the deployment, you know, installing different applications, activating different settings, pulling down user information, all that process is skipped, and they're ready to go with the new device pretty much as quickly as the device needs to boot up into Windows. So for a customer that's traveling abroad, you know, as soon as travel comes back into day-to-day work and their device is lost or stolen, you know, they drop it in the hotel pool while they were doing emails by the pool. Instead of having to get a device shipped to them and then they wait on hotel internet while it provisions you doing autopilot, if that device has gone through white glove deployment, that entire step's taken care of for them. The device arrives in their hands as they're traveling at the hotel or whatever, and the device is simply ready to go for that employee without them having to wait around at all.
And that just keeps everything so efficient. It just, you don't lose any time for work in case something happens, which is awesome.
And you're building a really strong relationship with your partner. If you're the customer choosing white glove deployment, you're trusting the partner probably not only to register the devices, but handle that process for you.
That is something that Synnex, there's not a lot of distributors that offer white glove deployment. We do. We offer all three different types of deployment.
Excellent. Awesome.
So what percentage of devices shipped via the channel are currently deployed with Autopilot?
So this is the biggest challenge right now. The answer is not a lot. I believe the statistic from, you know, surveys we've done internally is around 5% of devices shipped in the last year via the channel were deployed via Autopilot. And I think the reasoning for that is people still don't know what it is. Like, Autopilot was born with Surface devices. Those were the only ones when Autopilot was created that could benefit from this modern deployment method. And then we expanded it to all of our OEM partners. But it takes time for the OEM partners to, you know, design devices that support Autopilot and get the information to help us register those devices to the Autopilot service. So despite the term Windows Autopilot having been around for almost a couple years now, it's taken that long to gain sort of mind share, I guess, with customers to understand what it is. So there's a huge opportunity to introduce this method of deployment to folks and help them understand, you know, if you're waiting to buy new devices because deployment is such a time-consuming and costly process, like, you may recognize, hey, I need new devices. We have older machines that are just not getting the job done, but it's going to be such a crunch on our time. to roll those devices out, you might not know Windows Autopilot is an option that will work for your business.
And especially in businesses or in, you know, schools or healthcare or something like that, getting all of these devices up to date and completely modern, which is what Microsoft is always working towards, Autopilot is just the next step in that.
Mm-hmm.
So why should customers go with a partner rather than register the devices themselves?
So there's a lot of benefits. I hope by now the customer has understood like the benefits to them that, you know, IT doesn't have to touch the device. For the end user, it's a really unobtrusive and intuitive experience, saving a lot of time and money. The partner benefits are there too. Like there's a huge device refresh opportunity like you just mentioned. I think the biggest reason that a customer should work with a partner closely is that the process to register the devices is so much simpler if you're working with a partner than trying to go it on your own. Because a customer could totally say, you know what, I've got my devices, they're in-house, I'm going to roll out Autopilot myself. I've got Intune and Azure Active Directory and the Autopilot service. We're going to handle it. They're not going to choose white glove. They're not even going to choose any sort of partner support. That's an option. When a partner registers devices with the Windows Autopilot service, they use what's called the PKID, Product Key ID. And this is part of that process I just talked about with the OEMs. This is a unique identifier, alphanumeric code, sometimes represented with a barcode. It is not the serial number. It is a different number. And some of our OEM partners are putting them all on the box, so it's easily scannable. You don't even have to open the box. Some of them are providing like a CSV file of all of them when you purchase their devices. It's different OEM to OEM. But that's all a partner needs to register a device in the Autopilot service. They need the PKID and one other piece of information, like the model name or the manufacturer name. If you have the PKID and HP, you're ready to go. You can register that device very quickly with Autopilot, and the customer will see it in their Intune tenant and can start assigning it to a profile they've already made. If the customer wants to go it alone, they have to harvest what's called the hardware hash, which is a 4,000-character identifier that is living deep within the PC. It is not the serial number. It is this unique code that didn't exist until January of 2018. This is what, you know, lets Autopilot happen, essentially, is this unique hardware hash. And you have to manually harvest it from the PC by opening it up, booting it up for the first time, and running a PowerShell string of commands, which, you know, if you're going for zero-touch deployment, you're touching the device at this point. Zero-touch is no longer an option because it's been, the device has been touched. And you have to pull that out and put it in a CSV file that then gets uploaded individually into Microsoft Intune. So you're doing it on a device-by-device basis. So the time you're saving doing the deployment at the end user point where they're booting it up and they're seeing the deployment process, an IT person doesn't have to do that. Now an IT person has to do this manual hardware harvesting. And the Autopilot process was designed purposefully. We wanted this process to benefit the partner and support the customer choosing to work closely with a partner to get this done. So that is why it's truly so much more simple for a partner to register devices than the customer to do it on their own.
And like I said, Synnex offers all the types of deployment that we've talked about earlier, white glove especially. And as of right now, we are offering Windows Autopilot for free on certain orders if they're above quantity 10, which after everything that we've just talked about is an insane deal. And especially if you're going to be using it for larger companies or larger deals. We also offer buddy calls with some of our Autopilot experts. I work very closely with Shannon Deccan, and she and I have sat on many buddy calls with our sales reps and with our resellers and our partners as well, just going through specific questions that they may have if they don't completely understand a certain aspect of Autopilot. We do have dedicated people who are here to help you along the way and to make sure that you completely understand and are fully aware of what we can offer you and what we can do to make things so much easier and so much more efficient. All right, Kyle, do you have anything else you'd like to bring up?
autopilot's a pretty complicated topic from a how-to standpoint, but I think as far as just a what is Windows Autopilot, I think we've done a pretty good job of answering that question today. What do you think?
I agree. I agree completely. If there are any more questions, we always have trainings on it. We always have people ready to answer your questions. And if I don't know off the top of my head, I can always come to any of the trainings that I've gone to. I can come to you, Kyle, because you are very knowledgeable about this. I can go to our experts at Synex and make sure that everything is clear for our partners and for our customers.
Yeah, I'm always happy to help out. Don't hesitate.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and for listening. As I said, my name is Samantha Hood. We had our wonderful master trainer, Kyle Vince, on here to talk with us about Autopilot today. If there are any questions or if there's any opportunities or concerns that you may have about Autopilot, feel free to reach out. My email address is SamanthaH@Synex.com. You can also reach out to our resident Autopilot expert, Shannon Decken. Her email address is shannonde@synex.com. We are always here, ready to help you. Again, Kyle, thank you so much for being on here today. This was so entertaining and also educational.
Thanks, Samantha. Yeah, it was my pleasure. Always happy to talk to Autopilot.
Thank you.